Blackstone Audio presents Mr. Toppet by Charles Elton. For Lotta Elton and Abraham Elton. Part 1. Luke. And out of the dark wood Mr. Toppet comes. And he comes not for you, or for me, but for all of us. It had taken Mr. Toppet a very long time to arrive, and while the wait itself was not a problem, the brevity of his appearance clearly was for the small coven of dissenters who felt, frankly, short-changed by the fact that when he did turn up, it was only in the last sentence of what turned out to be the last book of my father's Hayseed Chronicles. But what I think is that the majority of the Hayseed faithful were secretly rather relieved not to have to face the almost certain anticlimax of a more definitive appearance by Mr. Toppet. At any rate, there has never been any shortage of people telling me in numbing detail which side of this particular fence they sit, Mr. Toppet-wise. In fact, I firmly believe that throughout the world, wherever people gather to communicate and converse, from the Café Klatschen of Vienna to the boardrooms of Wall Street to the rock churches of Ethiopia, someone somewhere will be discussing what the last sentence of the last book actually means. Personally, I have no idea. If I could remember a time before Hayseed, I think it would seem so golden to me that I could only presume I must have imagined it. The truth is that there is no before. Although it was only some years after his death that my father was elected to the sainthood of children's authors, the sales of the books had always been steady, though modest, and the name of Luke Hayseed, not unknown among more progressive parents, who felt their children should not be shielded from the cruelties and uncertainties of life. The very cruelties and uncertainties that were the stock in trade.